Hi there. The word for you today is, Pastor, how are you doing? In Mark 6, verse 31, Jesus told his disciples, Come aside by yourselves and rest a while. There are two kinds of tired, and the dissimilarity is like the difference between puffy spring rain clouds and the clouds that precede a tornado. One is temporary and normal. It comes from a job well done, and after a period of rest, you bounce back. The other is a chronic inner fatigue that accumulates over months and doesn't always manifest itself in physical exhaustion. In fact, it's often masked by frantic activity and impulsive behaviors. Let me mention seven of them. See if you can identify with this. One, you can't relax over a meal or coffee. Two, you keep checking and rechecking your voicemails or your emails. Three, your bedside table is piled high with publications designed to keep you ahead of the game. Number four, taking a day off seems impossible. Number five, you don't take breaks and you work every holiday. Number six, you can't sleep. And number seven, any free time you have is spent in escapist behavior like eating, drinking, spending, and mindlessly watching TV. Wayne Mueller said, and I quote, Because we don't rest, we lose our way. Poisoned by the belief that good things come only through unceasing determination and tireless effort, for want of rest, our lives are in danger. The truth is, while you're busy working hard and looking important, you can lose your ability to hear the voice of the one who called you to your position in the first place. Yes, God expects you to work hard, but not by endangering your health, your family, or your time with Him. If that's the shape you're in right now, Jesus is saying to you what He said to His busy, hard-working disciples. Come aside and rest a while. If you're wise and you want to go the distance, you'll pay attention and do what He says. And that's the word for you today.